KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's mostly cloudy and 27 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you this hour by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Train home comfort specialist dealer. Again, topping Western Iowa news this morning, an accident near Underwood Monday evening has claimed the life of one man and resulted in injuries to another. According to media reports, the crash happened at around 5 p.m. near 240th and Railroad Highway south of Underwood. Pottawatomie County Sheriff's officials said the men were traveling south on Railroad Highway in a late model Mazda 3 sedan. The car went out of control and rolled several times. Both men were thrown from the vehicle. One died at the scene. The other was flown by helicopter to Creighton University Medical Center. Their names were not immediately released. The cause of the crash remained under investigation. News time is 8:01.
Part of making a major purchase is knowing what kind of service it'll require. For reliable home comfort systems, just look to us. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your local Train dealer. Bob Jacobson here. From major repairs, including new house construction, to seasonal maintenance, we can make your home more comfortable. When it comes to heating, cooling, venting, or plumbing your new home or existing residence, Jacobson Plumbing and Heating can get the job done right and in a professional, timely manner. How can I be sure? Because when you call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating, you'll talk with me, the owner, and I'm also the one who will be doing the work. It's my name and my reputation at stake, two things I don't take lightly. I'll do the work, and I'll do it right. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Don't put it off. Call me right now. 877-838-8580. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train.
Also in Western Iowa news, one person was killed and another was injured during a crash Monday morning in Carroll County. The Iowa State Patrol says 81-year-old Lowell Bernard Daniel of Glidden died at the scene of the crash between his pickup and a semi northwest of Carroll. The driver of the semi, 65-year-old Dennis Paul Vonneme of Breda, was injured and transported to the St. Anthony Hospital in Carroll. That accident happened around 9:15 a.m. as Daniel's pickup truck was traveling west on 160th Street. And a Freightliner semi-grain truck was traveling south on Granite Avenue. Officials say when Daniel failed to yield to the semi at the uncontrolled intersection, his pickup was broadsided on the passenger side. Daniel was ejected from the vehicle, which came to rest in the east ditch. Officials said he was not wearing a seatbelt. The semi came to rest in the west ditch on its top, and that accident also remained under investigation. A woman from Redfield was injured during a rollover accident Monday morning in Dallas County. According to the Iowa State Patrol, 46-year-old Dawn Marie Merrill of Redfield, who was wearing her seatbelt, was transported to Methodist Hospital in Des Moines after the pickup she was driving went out of control on an eastbound, icy eastbound Highway 6, Interstate 80 at the intersection with Dallas County Road P-58. That's about 2 miles east of the Earlham exit. The accident happened around 6:50 a.m. The woman's 2001 Chevy Silverado pickup entered the south ditch and rolled onto its side before coming to rest on its wheels and sustaining $1,500 damage. Iowa residents affected by record flooding on the Missouri River this summer will have more time to register for disaster assistance. State and federal officials say the deadline has been extended for 2 more weeks until January 3rd in Pottawatomie, Mills, Monona, Fremont, and Harrison counties. State emergency officials had asked the Federal Emergency Management Division to extend the deadline, which had been December 19th, because some people weren't aware they could apply for help for temporary housing. Officials say those cases generally involve individuals and families whose homes didn't sustain flood damage but were unlivable because of utility outages or who couldn't be reached because of flooded roads. A dry fall across the northern plains has helped the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers release water from the 6 Missouri River reservoirs to guard against a repeat of this summer's major flooding along the river. Corps official Jody Farhat said the agency should reach its goal later this month of 56.9 million acre-feet of flood storage in the reservoirs. South Dakota climatologist Dennis Toddy said that there is a marginal to no snowpack currently across the plains. And December snow measurements in Montana's mountains have been averaged to a bit below average in the drainage areas that feed into the Missouri River. Farhat said the reservoirs are near the point where they should be able to accommodate the projected runoff next spring. The Cass County Conservation staff invites you to join them on January 7th at the Atlantic Schulberg Quarry for a soiree with the swans. The Schulberg Quarry is located on the northwest edge of Atlantic on the north side of Highway 83. Conservation staffers will be on hand giving 10-minute presentations regarding the trumpeter swans every half hour beginning at 11 a.m. on January 7th, with the last one being presented at 2 p.m. There will also be time to view the swans through the spotting scopes and witness random swan feeding sessions. Soiree with the swans long-sleeve t-shirts are still available for purchase. Now they'll have hot chocolate, cookies, grilled hot dogs, and other snacks provided free of charge, with any donations being accepted for swan care. If the weather is bad on January 7th, or if the swans are not at the quarry, the program will still be held at the Atlantic Public Library instead, from noon until 1 p.m. on that date, with a light lunch available. The event is being sponsored by the Cass County Conservation Board, the Iowa Department of Natural Resources, and the Atlantic Public Library. The Fremont County Sheriff's Department on Monday issued its cumulative arrest, accident, and incident report. The report covers those incidents and accidents which occurred during the first full 2 weeks of the month. Authorities had said on December 13th, one person was sent to the hospital in Shenandoah following a collision between two vehicles at Mantee Road and an unidentified intersection. The car driven by Richie Deal of Farragut was traveling west on Mantee Road when he went through an intersection and was hit by a vehicle driven by Ryan Anderson, also of Farragut. Deal was transported to the Shenandoah Rescue to the Shenandoah Hospital, but the report did not specify the extent of his injuries. The Fremont County Sheriff's Department had reported also the arrest on December 14th of 46-year-old Jeffrey Scott Ruckman of Omaha for a probation violation, and the arrest December 9th of 18-year-old Dustin Wayne Griffin of Sydney on charges of criminal mischief and trespassing. Residents in a one-block radius of the Shelby County Jail in Harlan were evacuated Sunday evening after authorities discovered an incendiary device on a suspect being booked into the jail. The sheriff's office reported the device was discovered as 42-year-old Alan Heath of Harlan was being booked into the jail on a charge of fifth-degree theft. Deputies removed the device and placed it in the driveway of the jail. Meanwhile, an evacuation of the area was conducted by Harlan Police and Fire Department personnel, and the Iowa State Fire Marshal's called in to evaluate the device. During a search of Heath's backpack, a second incendiary device was found. The fire marshal determined that both devices were safe enough to be transported out of Harlan to be examined and then destroyed. Authorities searched Heath's residence on Broadway Street in Harlan, but didn't find any other such devices. Now, in addition to the theft charge, Heath now faces charges which include interference with official acts, felony possession of an offensive weapon, and two counts of possession of an explosive or incendiary device. He was being held in the Shelby County Jail on $5,000 bond. The Cass County Sheriff's Office said yesterday an Atlantic man was arrested Sunday on a drug charge. 24-year-old Aaron Lee Inken was taken into custody on charges of possession with the intent to deliver methamphetamine and possession of marijuana. And 44-year-old Mark Wayne Riddle of Exira was arrested Sunday on charges of interference with official acts and interference with a police service dog. Both men were brought to the Cass County Jail, where Inken was being held on $50,000 bond. Riddle was released on his own recognizance yesterday. The sheriff's office said also that 45-year-old Angela Renee Johnson of Cumberland was arrested last Thursday on a charge of driving while revoked. She was later released on $1,000 bond. And police in Red Oak say they arrested a local man Monday on a sexual abuse charge. 43-year-old Richard Eugene Darrell of Red Oak was charged with third-degree sexual abuse in connection with an assault on an unidentified victim. Darrell was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $10,000 bond. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, the snow that's been falling in much of the Southwest and the Great Plains states isn't being welcomed by the skiers who are stranded in a Super 8 motel in Clayton, New Mexico. The manager of the motel says it's packed with unhappy skiers who had been heading to lodges in New Mexico and Colorado, but who've been unable to get there. The hotels have been filling up along major roadways all the way from New Mexico to Kansas. About 10 inches of snow was already on the ground in western Kansas before dawn, with several more inches expected along with some strong wind gusts. A surge in apartment construction gave builders more work in November, but 2011 is still shaping up to be one of the worst years in history for home builders. The Commerce Department said builders broke ground on a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 685,000 homes last month, and that was a 9.3% jump from October. It's the highest level since April of 2010. Still, that's far below the 1.2 million homes that economists say would be built each year in a healthy housing market. News time is 8:10.
Last week, Mark became the proud father of twins.
Look, pumpkin silk diapers.
Like any new father, he wants the best for his girls. So he also became the proud owner of a Trane Central Cooling System. It keeps Mark's whole house cool and comfortable no matter how hot it gets outside.
Doesn't that feel good?
And since Trane Systems can also lower energy costs, there's more for the college fund.
Ivy League, of course.
When they say expect more from a Trane, they back it with over 90 years of industry-leading innovation, engineering, and manufacturing excellence. Hi, this is Bob Jacobson, owner of Jacobson Plumbing, Heating, and Fontanelle, your area Trane dealer. You know the true Trane difference? You, your family, your comfort, and what it means most to us is providing better, healthier air for those that mean the most to you. Shouldn't that be reason enough to call me now at 877-838-8580? Call me now and let me show you how you can save money with a new Trane home comfort system. 877-838-8580. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontanelle, where it's hard to stop a Trane.
In our funeral announcements, Marvin Lee Slim Cumming, age 79 of Menlo, died Thursday at the VA Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Marvin Slim Cumming will be held today at 10:30 at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Mary Jane McKee, age 88 of Stewart, died Sunday at the Stewart Community Care Center. A funeral mass for Mary Jane McKee will be held tomorrow at 10 a.m. at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Melford J. Shelley, age 84 of Guthrie Center, died Saturday at the New Homestead in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Melford Shelley will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has the arrangements. Irene Wilhelmina Malberg, age 87 of Erling, died Sunday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. A massive Christian burial service for Irene Malberg will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the St. Joseph Catholic Church in Erling. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Calvin Vernon Eddie Leaders, age 53 of Council Bluffs, died Friday at Mercy Hospital in the Bluffs. Funeral services for Calvin Eddie Leaders will be Wednesday at 10:30 at the Minden United Church of Christ. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has the arrangements. Beulah Schultz, age 88 of Greenfield, died Saturday at the Adair County Memorial Hospital. Funeral services for Beulah Schultz will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Greenfield United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Maxine Karspecken, age 92 of Griswold, died Saturday at the Griswold Care Center. Funeral services for Maxine Karspecken will be held Thursday at 10:30 at the Central Church of Christ in Griswold. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Joanne Beyer, age 87 of Greenfield, died Monday at the Greenfield Manor. Funeral services for Joanne Beyer will be held on Thursday at 1:30 at the Greenfield United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Wayne Hopping, age 83 of Oakland, died Monday at the Oakland Manor Nursing Home. Services for Wayne Hopping are currently pending at the reconvened funeral home in Oakland. And Mervyn Schaff, age 95 of Harlan, died Friday at the Elmcrest Retirement Home in Harlan. Funeral services for Marvin Schaff are pending at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Our news was brought to you this hour by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontanelle, where it's hard to stop a Trane. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.